WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful people. Sienna Cruz here, your daily dose of motivation and real talk. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs demanding you be perfect all the time? You know that feeling, the pressure to have it all together, to constantly strive for flawlessness, even when your inner voice is screaming nope? Well, guess what? It's time to ditch that unrealistic standard and embrace something much more powerful. Imperfection. And no, I'm not talking about giving up on your dreams or settling for less. I'm talking about acknowledging the beauty in our humanness, the cracks and all, because those are often where the magic happens. Today, we're diving deep into the power of embracing imperfection and learning to channel our emotions, even the messy ones, as fuel for growth and strength. First things first, let's talk about perfectionism. It's like that relentless inner critic who keeps whispering doubts in your ear. It makes you afraid to take risks, to put yourself out there, because what if you don't nail it? But here's the truth. Striving for perfection is a recipe for burnout and disappointment. It sets us up for failure before we even begin. Think about it, who wants to live in a world where everyone is always flawless? Where's the room for laughter, learning, and genuine connection? Embracing imperfection means giving ourselves permission to make mistakes, to stumble, and to learn from those experiences. It's about celebrating the journey, not just the destination. Next up, let's talk emotions. We often try to suppress them, pretend they don't exist, or even label them as negative. But here's a radical idea. What if we embraced our full emotional spectrum? Imagine channeling those feelings of anger into fierce determination, using sadness as a catalyst for creativity, and allowing fear to guide us towards stepping outside our comfort zones. Our emotions are powerful tools, providing valuable insights into ourselves and the world around us. Now, I'm not saying you should go around screaming your feelings at everyone or letting them control your actions. It's about understanding them, processing them in a healthy way, and using them to fuel your growth. Think of it like this. Imagine yourself as a painter. You wouldn't try to create a masterpiece by only using one color, right? Same goes for life. Embrace the full spectrum, the joys, the sorrows, the frustrations, and everything in between. Each emotion adds depth, richness, and authenticity to your story. Ever heard of that saying, comparison is the thief of joy? It's so true. When we constantly compare ourselves to others, their seemingly perfect lives, or idealized versions online, we set ourselves up for disappointment and self-doubt. Remember, everyone has their own unique journey, their own struggles and triumphs. Focus on your own path, celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and remember that true fulfillment comes from within. Let me share a quick story. I had this moment a few weeks ago where I was feeling super insecure about a project I was working on. I started comparing myself to other creators, wondering if my work was good enough, if anyone would even care. But then I stopped and remembered something my grandma always told me. Comparison is a thief of joy. I took a deep breath, reminded myself that my journey is unique, and focused on creating something authentic and meaningful, not for validation but for the pure joy of it. And you know what? The result was amazing. Not only did I feel proud of my work, but I also learned a valuable lesson about trusting my own voice and letting go of the need for external approval. So, how can you start embracing imperfection and channeling your emotions as strength today? First, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Second, allow yourself to feel your emotions fully without judgment. Acknowledge them, explore them, and use them as fuel for growth. Third, celebrate your uniqueness and remember that imperfections are what make you beautiful. And lastly, never stop learning and growing, because even when things get messy, there's always an opportunity to learn, evolve, and become the best version of yourself. Remember, you are powerful beyond measure. Don't let perfectionism or fear hold you back from living your most authentic and fulfilling life. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on embracing imperfection and using emotions as strength in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Level Up Daily for your daily dose of motivation and real talk. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.